Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Black Club Chicago, Jen Sabella on the Team Hochberg phone line. Jen, everybody's talking about your story yesterday. I see that Mark Brown of the Sun-Times is writing about this land in the 3,000 block of North Lakeshore Drive, 3,000 square feet. Is it Park District land? Is it private? What's going on with that now?
It is not private land. It is Park District land, according to the Park District and the Inspector General. And Alderman Tom Tunney is now, he said he's on the case. We followed up with him yesterday to recap this family that is actually very well connected, and they've been at the center of some scandals in the past, like the hired truck scandal. They have a mansion in Lakeview, and 300 square feet in front of their house is what should be a small public park, and they've planted hedges around the park, so it looks very much like private property. So yesterday, I love this about Chicagoans. They're hilarious. People read our story, and they headed out, and they had a picnic in this lawn in this park. And everyone our reporters talked to said, you know, we walked up, we thought this was private for sure. We had no idea this was public land. And one of the people our reporters talked to, like, pointed out, you know, we are dealing with such, like, horrible issues on the south side of violence, and we're trying to still get some of our stores reopened after vandalism. And then up on the north side, we have this family that is just so well off that they plant hedges around this park and make it their own. And it just, he said it highlighted the disparities in the city, and hopes that it's opened up to the public soon. So we're on the case, and we're following the story. So it sounds like some people have some picnic plans and 4th of July plans in the park in front of this home.
and it's the home of Michael Tadden Jr. and his wife, Natalie, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well known to many Chicagoans for sure. And you mentioned violence in our city. This is a story on the south side that, the gym almost closed there, but is it going to open again?
Yes. So Jamal Burris, he has a gym in Englewood, and it's called the Fitness Annex. It's at 54th and Wentworth. And the night of the worst of the looting and vandalism, which was like the last weekend in May or first weekend in June, he was in his shop trying to board up the windows, trying to make sure, you know, to protect his store or his gym. And he said that people came in and rushed in and started shooting. So he had to run out the back of the gym. And he said he was just devastated. He's like, first of all, I'm behind on rent because COVID made me close the gym. And now this, and he had, you know, stuff stolen from the gym and the windows bashed in. And he said there was about $10,000 worth of damage. And he said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with Chicago. I'm done with this whole situation. I'm going to leave. Some activists who started a campaign to raise money to help these South and West Side businesses impacted, they showed up and they gave him $7,000 to help fix up the gym. They helped him physically fix up the gym. They got him a brand new customized spin bike for the gym that he didn't have before. And he said, you know what, they inspired me to stick around and, you know, give this business to the community and be here for the community, because these are the people who came and helped are the people he's there to serve. And the people who came and vandalized the business, he doesn't want to let them deprive the neighborhood of this business that they want and need.
We like hearing stories like that. And finally, this is a nice story, too. An Irving Park woman raising a lot of money for Lurie Children's Hospital selling masks.
This is so cute. A lot of people have been trying to keep their kids busy. during homeschooling and just everyone being stuck in the house the past few months. And Bailey Cantonese, she lives up in Irving Park. she decided to start tie-dyeing some masks with her kids, just doing some tie-dye stuff. Tie-dye is very much back in style right now. So she was tie-dyeing these masks and posted some photos online. And all these people started reaching out to her. Where did you order these? We want one. And she's like, all right, let's do it. So she sold 300 masks within 48 hours. Just her and the kids making these tie-dye masks, which is so cute, and is donating all the proceeds to Lurie Children's Hospital. So she's, at this point, sold more than 1,000 masks. And she's going to just keep doing it as long as demand, if people demand it. So she's shipped masks all over the country, Utah, Washington, Iowa, Florida, and Chicago. And, yeah, they're brightly colored, and it's truly a family business, and it's going to a good cause. So if you want a tie-dye mask, you can go on our site, and we have a link to her social media platforms where she's taking these orders. So we're blockclubchicago.org.
Yeah, she's raised more than $3,000 so far. Love hearing that. Jen Sabella, and you have a nice day, Jen. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, have a good one, Bob.